So last year, I'm here, and there was a couple, man or woman, and they were just like kissing and hugging all night, and I'm like, this is a nice couple, you know? And I say to them, I go, so you got kids? And they're like, yeah. I go, how old are your kids? And they tell me. And I go, well, that's cool. I go, and I ask them another question about their kids. And the guy goes, yeah, we got kids, but not together. I go, oh. He goes, we're married to other people. Now I said, what? He goes, yeah, we have kids, but with other people. We're married to other people. Now, what I thought was they were both separated and they had gotten together, and that was their cute way of their entry into, we're separated, but we love each other, whatever, you know? So I said, oh. I go, you guys are married to other people. I go, oh. I said, but, the other people know you guys are here together, right? And the guy goes, I fucking hope not. Yo, the whole room was like, what the fuck do we do with this? What? People were not sure whether to laugh or whether to be like, what is happening right now? And he thought it was way funnier than she did. I said to her, I go, the other people don't know you're here together? The guy goes, no. And I go, yo, dude, I go, hey, obviously you live your life the way you want to live your life, but like, it's kind of ballsy talking about that in front of a room full of people. And he goes like this to me. He looks behind him and he goes, I live an hour from here. I don't know any of these people. They're sitting right here. Yo, from the darkness, from back there, I just hear somebody scream, I know you, Mark. Yo, Mark's butthole was like, ying! Yeah, I was like, oh, Mark, you better enjoy this night because the rest of them are going to be fucked from here on out. That was my Uber driver. Somebody didn't want his cheese recommendations, apparently. That is for sure not a Wisconsin accent. Fuck you! Fuck you! I do love that, though. Like, I'm so curious how that started, because for someone to be mad and be like, you gotta walk by me in that stupid fucking outfit? I wanna see that person so badly, I can't even tell you. I'm not gonna lie to you, I almost walked off stage and be like, I'll be right back. To the bone, because after that dude gets in that fight, he's gonna look in the mirror like, I thought I looked okay tonight. I don't. Bought this shirt today from J. Crew. I like it a little weird, guys. Can I tell you, by the way, the last time I was here in Texas, maybe the weirdest thing ever happened at one of my shows. For those of you who follow me, you know that I like weird shit. I talk about it a lot, and because I talk about it a lot, it shows up at my shows. Every now and then, I'll do something called a dance-off, and I'll bring people on stage, and I have them do like a interpretive dance behind me, and the winner wins their server $100, right? And so, one question I ask all of the contestants before they come on stage is, what's the name of your best dance move? So this woman, a couple weeks ago, took her fucking eyeball out. Oh, it's on my Instagram feed. So I asked her, I go, what's the name of your best dance move? And she goes, the Cyclops. Now, I at the time was like, well, I can't even imagine what that looks like, you know? And so I was kind of imagining it. So
I started to play the guitar, and she did one dance move this way, one dance move this way, and then just took her fucking eye out.
Did she just take your eye out?
She started dancing it with it in front of me, and I was like, oh, no. Yeah, you don't need to do that. I don't want to see that ever again.
Was anyone here when that drunk lady was eating? Yes. Was fucking crazy. Was that crazy? There was two young ladies sitting here and an older couple, man and woman, sitting here.
Oh, yeah.
And so she was eating food off the table.
Yep.
And so finally, the young lady goes to her, she's not that. And I say to her, your mom eating all your food? She goes, I don't know her. This drunk lady was just sat with other people, and when the guy dropped food, she just started eating their food.
There was a dude once who was like, I want to come on stage with you. And I was like, I don't understand that request. And he just kept talking. I want to come on stage with you. I want to come on stage with you. And I'm like, but what do you have to offer, dude? Like, if everybody is in here, you're going to come on stage and interrupt the show. What do you have to offer everybody? And he goes, if you let me come on stage, I'll let somebody in the audience come on stage and kick me in the nuts. I'm like, come on up. Now, this happened a couple years ago, but it's posted on my Instagram. And so I asked the audience, this was in Philadelphia, I figured I'd get a couple of people who'd be like, fuck you, I'll kick that dude in the nuts right now. And so he gets on stage, and I here were the rules. He had to face the crowd, and she was going to kick him up underneath. Well, I want you guys to get the read on the face, you know what I mean? This isn't funny, but that's funny, you know what I mean? And so I asked the crowd, I'm like, who wants to come kick this dude in the nuts? And this one woman clearly had probably just got out of a terrible relationship. And she was like, I will kick him in the nuts right now! And I was like... And the guy said to me, he got nervous. He was like, anybody else? I'm like, no, this is who's coming up. So I made her invent a wrestling name, because if you're going to kick somebody in the nuts on stage, you get... So her wrestling name was Thunderclap. She came back the next year with Thunderclap t-shirts and handed them out. It was fucking great. But so this dude, heckle, so I made him sit like this, and she goes, I don't want to kick him. I go, listen, this is Philadelphia. One of you is going to get booed. It's either you for not kicking him or him for not going down. And she was like, I'm going to kick him. I go, get in there. Guys, she fucking wound up. She started doing this behind him to stretch. And I turn to the guy and go, you are in trouble. She's doing this. She's like, let me stretch it out. I'm like, yeah, do what you need to do, girl. And she goes like this. And just fucking, she gave it like, anyone ever play baseball? You familiar with the crow hop? You know, the crow hop is like to get into it. She gave herself a little and then just, bah! Lifted him like this and made the fucking movie noise. Like that. I was like, oh, that really happens. Fucking dropped him. It was amazing. I've tried to replicate it. Nobody else will let me.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
My parents still watching porn. Kick this guy out of here.
You know what bothers me about you asking that is that you are not that much younger than my parents, so I'm assuming that maybe they're watching porn, because I sure as fuck know you are. That is true. Yeah. All right. Cool. Letting everybody know you're gonna go home and jerk off later. Everybody needed that mental image. Everybody needed it. Wife's not here. I'm ready to go right now. Fuck yeah, all right. I like that kind of aggressive masturbation energy. I like that.
Not sure why you wanted to share that. So are you're a nurse? What she said was, you think a small penis during sex is bad, try being a nurse trying to find a small penis, all right? Are you saying he's naked? There's nothing covering his junk and you still can't see it?
No, it's gone. It's like in the balls, it's gone.
So it retracts like a turtle. Yeah, yeah. And is that just like because it's nervous? Like, I'm shy. Or it's cold? Or what is the reason that it sinks in?
It lives like that.
It lives like that? Don't say it like that. It sounds like a horror movie. It lives like that. What? Does it come out ever to be like, peekaboo? Like, is there any of that? They go digging for dick? And don't keep me in suspense. Do they find it? Or how does this story end? I want to know. Dude, oh, wait. Did you hear what she said? You got to grab a couple of buddies. Wait, okay, hold on. Wait, okay, hold on. So it's inside, like an innie belly button, and it stays in there, and is he in the hospital because it's in there, or it's just a fucking happy accident? Oh, okay. And so when this person gets aroused, does it... You're gonna leave me hanging on that? What if his hard on goes out his asshole because it's like a reversey? And it just goes, you're like, oh shit. When he lies, he's like Pinocchio and his dick comes out his ass. Like, what the fuck? Wow. And so is that how you met him? Tell you something for real. I know at first I was wondering why she wanted to say that, but I am so glad you did. Thank you for sharing with the class. I really appreciate that. I didn't know that was a thing, but I'm gonna fucking Google the shit out of it when I get home. Any dicks? I don't even. Are you also a nurse?
I was a medic for a long time.
You were a medic for a long time.
Hold on,
you're gonna need a microphone for this. Everybody, she's gonna tell you about the buddy system for your... Just in case anybody in here has got an innie, she's gonna help you out. Hold on. Here we go, this is what we do.
You've okay. gotta make the triangle with your hands and put pressure around the basis of where the turtle's hanging out in his cove.
Hold on. I just so you know, in this analogy, the turtle is the dick or the balls?
The dick.
The dick, so the tucked away dick. Okay, can we make an analogy? So the turtle's swimming around in his little pool, like. And he's like, I want to come up for air, but he's underwater. He can't come up, yeah.
The hands are the food and they're put on the side, so maybe he'll come out and show his face. Sometimes you got to.
It's like Groundhog Day? Is it winter when the dick comes out? Is that what happens? Now, can I ask you something? Okay. Can I ask you, is this your boyfriend? Your husband? Okay, sorry, dude. I know this is weird, but I don't have a good visual. Can you show me the triangle on his dick so I see what the fuck you're talking about? I know you don't have an any dude. She wouldn't know about shit. But I just can you. Yeah, just can you just give me a little so I can see what's happening. I think we're all curious. Yeah. You don't have to if you don't want to, dude. Just do it on that dude instead. She's like, no, that's cool. I'm good. All right. Wow. Okay. By the way, anybody else have anything they want to share? Oh, I can't wait to tell that story. Wow. Yes. Your husband had that problem? By the way, so did you. Right, is that him right there? Oh, okay. Yo, you see him? He's like, no, no, no. Start over. It does come out.
Yeah.
Okay. Out his asshole? Yeah. Oh, on the front part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Okay. I just want you to know how my brain works. I have like 180 more questions. And I'm not going to ask you any of them. I'm just going to Google them. But thank you. Thank you. Fucking thank you.
And I don't even know what prank he was coming over to play on me, because he was supposed to.
What kind of food are watching?
Let me handle that question. You handle it, yeah. First of all, I've never heard so many vowels in a row. You used all of them multiple times with no consonants, which was really impressive. It was like you couldn't, it's like you just couldn't stop them from coming out. That was amazing. No?
No, I'm not sure.
That seems the safest one for that question,
sure.
I think.
Yeah.
Would you like to rephrase that question with actual words next time?
Should I still answer the first question?
I don't fucking remember what the first question was.
I do. I remember what the first
question was. Trying to play Scrabble back there. I don't know how much that word was worth, but all of it, probably. Yeah, it seems like you hit every letter except for Z and X, so what's the total number on that? You win Boggle, too, I guess. Keep coming out. Yeah, but I'll stop. What was the question?
She said we were just laughing because his grandfather was in the hospital and needed to use duct tape to control his nuts. You know, he could have just put some underwear on the dude. You know what I mean? He didn't have to paint his nuts to his leg. That seems extreme. And he couldn't just try clothing. I don't know.
What happened?
So tell me what happened.
He was a trucker. Like, yeah, that's what he asked for when he
read
on the
side. Oh, he asked for duct tape on his nose?
Please, can I have duct tape? I'm sitting on my balls.
He wrote a note to the nurse. Please, can I have duct tape? I keep sitting on my balls.
Never going to that hospital.
They're like, duct tape, good idea. Yeah, we got to we keep them in the nut drawer. That's perfect. Yeah, okay.
grandfather's hard as fuck. Give me some duct tape for my nuts. That's the greatest generation right there.
I just can't figure out how they would wrap the duct tape. Like, do you think they made like underwear? Do you think they made like a duct tape, like a cup? I'll figure it out at home.
Things. My real question isn't who throws a dildo at somebody. My real question is who brings one to the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess if you got it and you're looking for them to throw, that makes sense to me. But who's like, oh, I forgot my dildo. You know what I mean? Like, I really gotta check what kind of advertising I'm putting out. If she was like, I can't forget my tiny little dildo tonight, I gotta make sure I bring that. I'm not gonna lie to you, the balls. For real, they look like my dog's nuts before we got them cut. You know, I wish it was one of those things that just never stopped doing this. Magic two balls. Tell me if it's true. Yo, for real, it looks like an Olympic high dive board. Just. Shaped, it looks like a real curious dick. Like, like it's looking for answers. Like, oh, dude, this could be the whole show. I'm telling you right now, I could do this all fucking night. Are you kidding? God damn. Oh my God. All right. Yeah.